Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another great show lined up for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls and bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And we also enjoy taking your questions. So if there's something you'd like to ask us, give us a call here on the show at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we do spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. For those of you who missed our grief retreat this summer in Chester, Connecticut, we've got some very exciting news. For the first time, we'll be offering a winter grief retreat in 2018. This is right after New Year's. The event is scheduled for January 5th through the 7th in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. I'll be there along with some other mediums and facilitators, so be sure to check out all the details on our website. And make your reservations early so you don't miss out on this special event. And once again, our Holidays Past raffle will be held on December 23rd. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums that are participating in this raffle will be Renata Santarelli, Catherine Nadal, Renee Buck, Neil Zepkowski, and our guest tonight, Eliza Ray. So for more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show now for this evening. As you know, tonight is Mediums and Messages, and we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. And on that note, I'd like to introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and Eliza has experienced intuitive abilities and a connection with spirit since she was a very young child. In addition to being certified through the Forever Family Foundation, she's also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Eliza developed a program for parents and children called Intuitive Tools for Kids. And she's also the author of Daisy the Delinquent Angel and Last Wishes. And we're always happy to have her back on the show. Hi, Eliza. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
You are very welcome. It's always great to have you back with us again. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about your writing, actually, because in addition to the children's books that you've written, you have a new book coming out next year, right? And this is called There's a Man Standing Next to You, My Life as a Medium. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was speaking a couple of years ago at University of Arizona, and there were a lot of very interested college students, and they wanted to know what it's like to be a medium. And after I spoke to them for about 2.5 hours, I thought, you know, I've got to get it out there. I've got to get my story out there. And more people were asking me about my story, about my life, and how I got to where I'm at now. And that's pretty much where it is. So the title of the book came from when I try to connect with my deceased father, who's been gone since 1977. He always says to me, there's a man standing next to you. And I know it's him. And he had a very dry sense of humor. So that's why I named the book that.
That's very
cool. So it starts with the journey when I'm very small and how I, all the things that happened and how I was motivated to be a medium when I was about 27, 28 years old, a professional medium, that is.
Right. So just so people understand, there are different types of mediums. And so if you had the ability as a very young child, then that would be, you would be considered a natural born medium. So just so our listeners understand, there's many different types. But a natural born medium does see spirits when they're toddlers, you know, little children. They can see them or sense them or hear them, which I guess could be a little bit uncomfortable for children, you know, sometimes it could be a little scary. I don't know if you went through that. Did you go through
that? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In fact, that's the first or second chapter in the book where I vividly remember when I was 4 years old, seeing things come out of the walls and opening up the windows and seeing things come at me and hearing voices. And it was like bombardment, you know. Yeah, the fear factor was huge.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And I've heard other mediums speak about that also, especially their, you know, experiences as children. So, yeah, it could be a little bit scary, I guess, if you're a child. Yeah. But I think the book is great. This is going to be great for you because, I mean, I think most people really enjoy reading about how these abilities work for us, you know, as mediums.
That's right.
I think it helps them to understand that, for one thing, it's a very complicated process. You know,
yeah,
it's not a
simple
really
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
well,
best of luck with that. Is that going to be towards the end of next year? Is that coming?
My goal is to have it published, ready to roll, and do some book signings and travel with it by the end of next year. So this time next year.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll have to have you back on the show next year when you're getting that book out, and we could talk a little bit more about some of the stuff you have in there. So let me ask you also, we have a few minutes to chat here before we have to go to our commercial break. Right before we got on the phone, you were actually getting some sort of a message from spirit or your angel guides. And you started to tell me, and I stopped you and I said, let's do it on the air. So why don't you share with our listeners what you were getting?
Okay. I wrote it down, and so I'll do the best I can to interpret what I just wrote. But it says, the center of the universal conscience is alive and spiritually aflame. And capture the power, influence, and connection to change the world for a better tomorrow and more moments of solace. We really are all united. The Forever Family Foundation is doing something that's bigger and better to fill the heart of many souls and hearts that need healing and compassion. So, that came in about a minute before you called me. Yeah, I think it's very powerful, and I'm happy to share it.
That's awesome. So we don't know. It could have come from your guides, or it could have come from angels, but it certainly was a message from the higher realms. I'm assuming helping to kind of guide us and, you know, just kind of keep us here on the straight and narrow with our thinking. So thanks for sharing that with us. I think that's very cool. I think it's nice when we get a little bit of channeled information like that once in a while.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. Okay, so you're available for private readings, okay, and you're also available for seminars, right? You do seminars locally or? Okay.
Locally, I've also traveled for them, And the seminars are the intuitive tools for kids and the art and beauty of journaling to connect with those who have passed, as well as what's it like to be a medium, growing up as a medium.
Nice. Yeah, that's really, really nice. So for most people, then we're going to say to really kind of visit you on the web, on your website. And her website is elizaray.com. And to just kind of check out the work that Eliza is doing and take a look at her schedule, or maybe schedule something for yourself, whether it's a seminar or you want to get a private reading with her. So, definitely visit on the web. And of course, we're always doing things, Eliza, myself, all of our other certified mediums, we're always doing things for the Forever Family Foundation. So you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and you could check out whatever events are coming up there as well. Okay, so let's take a very short break. When we come back, we will speak more with Eliza Ray, and we will be opening up our phone lines to callers. I'll give you the number one more time, but I think our phone lines are loaded up. But you can reach us here at 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Molloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Eliza Ray. So we are going to get to our phone lines now. We're going to take some calls. We always try to get to as many as we can, and these are, of course, little mini readings. If you'd like to have a mini reading, just tell us that when we get you on the air, unless you have a question for us. We love your questions as well, okay? So if you're ready to go, Eliza, let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Gwen calling in from Kansas. Are you with us, Gwen?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading, or did you have a question?
I would indeed like to have a reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Hi, Gwen. How's it going?
Hi, Eliza. Oh, well, I'm anxious to speak with you.
Well, I was sort of trying to pick up on the vibe before I got you on the line, and all I heard was there's many people on the other side that you have wanted to connect with. Is that true?
No. I mean,
many family members, I heard. Okay, because I feel like there's many family members that have passed that you've wanted to connect with.
Okay. Yes,
and then I I also feel like there's a gentleman behind you. Could this be a brother or husband? Gentleman.
No one behind me,
but I mean in spirit. I see them behind you.
Oh. Yes.
Gwen,
of
could
course.
You speak up just a little bit too, because we're having a little trouble hearing you.
All right, I will try.
Awesome, that's
okay.
Great.
Sure, thanks. But I feel like there's a man that's standing behind you who's very close to you, and
absolutely.
I feel like he's bending over and he's hugging you. Does that resonate with you?
Sounds good.
Okay, and sometimes when you are having coffee in the morning, he's showing me drinking coffee. Do you drink coffee or tea in the morning? And for some reason, he comes into your mind. So did you have coffee with him, or was that like a special time together?
Well, I never drink coffee or tea, but no, constant thoughts all day, every day.
Okay, because I feel like I see you at a table, and you're sitting there, and you're having like some quiet time in the morning, and that's when his spirit is coming around you more, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you can relate to sitting at the table with him. Okay, so he's showing me that he still visits you during that time, because that was a special time. Could it be possible that he would be with a brother? There's another man with him on the other side.
Yes.
Okay, because he's showing me he's not alone, and was there somebody that was in a machine accident or something in your family? Machine. There was a machine, like a farm machine or something.
I don't think so.
Okay. Because I feel they're showing me like there was issues with the farm machine or something like that. Okay. So we'll let that go, and maybe it'll hit you later. Is there any questions? Is this your husband that has passed?
Yes.
Okay. And so do you have any concerns or questions about how he's at peace now on the other side?
Of course. I just wanted to know that he was with other people that we all loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And I think that's why the first thing I heard was that there's many people on the other side. So that gives you reassurance that your husband is not roaming around just kind of squandering, like, where am I? Who's, you know, where's my mother? Where's my, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. He showed me a light post. Does that mean anything to you? Light post. Like a light, like it would be outside of the house or something. Hmm. Okay.
So
it's like a light that flickers. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's fine. He's, very much at peace. He's showing me there was a lot that he went through prior to him passing, but he's doing so much better. When he left his body, there was this, should I leave, should I not? And a lot of it had to do with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a little bit of rallying prior to. So he's showing me that he's still there with you. He hasn't left you.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah. And do you have a daughter? He's mentioning the daughter, whatever that is.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the daughter is also aware of his presence.
I hope so. Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Anything else regarding your husband? I think the simplest thing is, and he is very simple with his message, is that He's not alone. He's totally at peace. And he keeps showing me this light flickering. So I don't know if there's a light outside the house or if you had a light or something, but something about the light flickering. So maybe look for that.
I will look for that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to add one thing also, Gwen. This is Doreen. As Eliza was getting all that information, I was sensing your husband's energy also, and he held up what looked to me like a card, like a gift card that he might have given you, something that has his handwriting in it. And I don't know if you have this or you were looking at this recently, but he just kind of held it up. You were?
I was in the bedside table.
Okay. That's his way of letting you know he's with you. He knows what you're up to.
Uh-huh.
He knows you have the card. And sometimes they like to do that. They like to mention sometimes something that you're doing after their passing to give you a sense that they are really with you and they are around. Because he held it up for me, and I know I saw his handwriting in it, and he wanted to acknowledge that for you as if to say, I'm with you when you're looking at that. Okay? And I hope this little reading helped you just a tiny bit today.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. You be
Thank
well.
Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
We're going to go to our next caller. I believe we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a connection?
A connection, please.
Okay, I'm going to
try Linda.
Eliza.
Hi.
So, this is interesting. There's two females around you in spirit, family members. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Could be okay, good. Was it a sister and a mother?
A mother and an aunt.
An aunt, okay, because I heard the mother, and then I heard the sister. So obviously, it's her sister. Okay, and it's interesting because they walk with you a lot through the day. So wherever you are, they're like there. It's interesting. They're not like just coming and going. It's like you three are like a threesome. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So is that how it was when they were here before they passed?
Kind of.
Okay. It was like you were on a vacation and you're walking together and, you know, you're arm in arm. Okay. There was a lot of closeness. Did you shop together? Any shopping?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my gosh. My kind of girls. This was very difficult for you when your mom passed, correct?
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's always difficult when our parents pass, but for some reason it's this whole, like this grieving thing, you're like, when is it going to go away? That kind of thing. So they're showing me that it's all good. I just keep hearing it's all good, okay? You're in Florida. I used to live there, and I know the area, and I'm seeing docks. Like, you know, boat docks. When they were there, or do you live near a boat dock or something?
I go on a boat a lot.
Okay.
Not a lot,
okay.
But yeah.
Okay, because it showed me a boat dock, and, you know, and it's like you're walking up and down the dock. It's interesting. Okay. All right. Is there someone else you want to connect with that's passed other than your mom and your aunt?
Not really. As long as they're doing good.
They're doing fabulous. And they sit. Do you have a porch or something? Because I feel like they sit and they look out the window at the water. I don't know if they went to like a condo on the water. It looks like a high rise or something. Okay, you have a patio. Okay, because I feel like it's like a lanai type thing. Okay.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay, and they must see you sitting there looking out at something. You have a nice view, okay? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So they're aware of you sitting there. Now, a dog. Someone had a dog that they loved on the other side, a small dog.
Yes, I had a... Okay. Oh, the on the other side? No, I used to have
a dog. Yeah, but they're showing me a small dog.
Well, so, he was medium.
Medium, okay. So there's a cute little dog that they're just showing me, and for some reason they're bringing in the dog. Does this dog bring you a lot of peace and, you know, kind of, you know what I'm saying? Companionship?
She was a good dog. Yeah, she was. She was my dog.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so the dog's on the other side.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that dog is still sits by you, all right? I see an animal sitting by you, an energy like that. So that gives you reassurance. So you have a lot of love around you from the other side, and that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's great. Is my dad with them?
You know, I think they touch base, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like the mother and the sister kind of roam around together.
They live, but we all live together, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now,
I'll jump in here for just a second.
Okay, go ahead.
It's very interesting. As you guys are talking back and forth, I feel like I'm tag-teaming a little bit with you over here. But it's interesting because, Linda, your mom and your aunt's energy is kind of overshadowing your dad's energy. It's not that he's not there, but I just feel like they're kind of larger than life. And as Eliza was talking to you, I got the funniest image of them. They wanted to show themselves to me as Laverne and Shirley. And I have a feeling they had a good sense of humor, these ladies.
My mother did.
She did. And she just kind of she flashed the Laverne and Shirley, the old show, to me as if to show me how those two ladies used to interact. And she says not to forget how funny they could be or how much fun they could be. Okay?
Right.
So don't forget that. And that's what she showed me. We're going to have to leave it there with you because we're out of time on the call. But thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped a little bit.
Thank you. Yes.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, Linda, you take care.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think we have time for maybe one more call before we go to break. So I believe we have Barbara calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Barbara?
I am.
Hi, thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a connection to spirit?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hi, Barbara. Hi.
I am, do I know you by chance? Your name is familiar.
I don't know.
Have you done a reading with me in the past?
I have not.
Okay, because you sound like someone. I have a Barbara that I've done many readings for in Florida, and I was like, maybe it's the same Barbara, and your voice sort of sounds like it, but not exactly. Okay.
Not me.
Okay, so, all right. So, interesting. Has someone recently passed that you're wanting to connect with? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, has it been more than 4 months? I see a four around this for some reason.
Yeah, it has been.
Okay, good. And I just say it as I see it. Sometimes I have no idea what it means, but I'm seeing a bicycle, like a bike. Did this person ride a bike?
Not really.
That's weird. Maybe you're riding the bike, but I just see a bike. Okay. All right. Oh. Got a big shiver. When I get
big
shivers.
There's multiple people, so one of them could have been riding a bike.
Okay. And there's and I need to know if you're right-handed, because if you are right-handed, there's a female on your mom's side of the family. Has your mom passed?
No, she hasn't.
Okay, so there's a female on your mom's side of the family. So I'm not quite sure who it is, but there is definitely a female, okay? And she's showing me compassion and love, as though she gave that to you. So it must have been a grandmother.
Right. Okay.
And then on the other side of you, there's like three people on your dad's side of the family, okay, that are hanging out.
Okay.
Here. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. They're three men, okay? And they're very strong. You know, physically, emotionally, and one is a little more stoic and stubborn than the other, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just seeing them, like, protecting you and guiding you and, you know, trying to help you through some, it's like weeding through some of the details and some of the things of one of the person passing, and there was a lot of things to go through. Does this resonate with you somehow?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good. Because they're just showing me, they're trying to help you line everything up, and it can be overwhelming. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I understand. Both my parents are on the other side, and I know what I had to go through. Okay. And then they don't want you to worry. Have you been worrying about something?
I worry all the
more
time.
More than you should? I worry all the time. Okay. All right. But they want you to work on, like, not worrying, okay? All right. And now I'm seeing a rocking chair
that.
With furniture. So furniture with this person passing. Okay. All right. So because there's so many, they're kind of crowding me. It's like a party, and I'm going, okay, who's talking first? could this be your father?
Yes.
Okay. All right, because I feel it's a very strong paternal type of protection and, you know, looking out for you. All right, so he's really trying to help you. And I think you're aware of that. You get those aha moments, but there's times when it's like, am I doing the right thing? And he's telling you, you are.
Okay, that's good to know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And do you have another male in your life that's helping you, like a husband or a son? Just showing me if there's someone that can help you.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And they're helping you kind of put your head together.
Yeah, I suppose.
You suppose. Okay. All right. So I feel like you're getting what you need, but it's still kind of difficult. Was there some suffering in the stomach area with your father?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, okay. And I feel like he's just saying that, I don't know if you gave him a lot of medicine towards the end or whatever, but he said whatever happened towards the end, it was done like in a way that helped him so he wasn't in pain with the stomach area. I mean, I'm feeling a lot of tightness in there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he left his body and went into spirit, he was like an enormous amount of relief. And there's a big thank you. So you must have helped him. A big thank you.
Okay.
Like a giant balloon.
Okay.
Like if you could buy a Mylanor balloon that says thank you, right? He would give that to you, all right? Funny. He's funny, too.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions regarding your father's passing or anyone else that you want to connect with?
I guess I'm wondering if the girls are with him.
The girls? Okay.
Yeah.
And are those your sisters or a sister?
No, they're not my sisters. Hmm. They're younger.
Okay, the girls. You know, he's not really mentioning the girls per se. Has he been over, like, on the other side for a while? I mean, not for a while, but like less than a year?
Less than a year, yeah.
Okay. Did one of the girls wear, like, this is crazy, a feather in their hat or something? Oh, I'm seeing a feather. A feather hat.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Okay.
That's possible.
It's cute. It's very cute. It's not like they were into acting or, you know, plays or something like that. Okay. All right.
Yeah, she liked to have fun.
Okay, yeah, because this person's having, like, this party and that kind of thing. Okay. All right. So she more connects with you, but your father is not really mentioning them at this time. It doesn't mean he's not with them. Okay. But he's
okay.
It's more of a connection with you. Okay. Especially
okay.
One girl.
Okay.
One girl is closer than the other. Okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Righty. I think we're going to have to leave it there. But Barbara, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you. I appreciate you taking
Alrighty.
My call.
Oh,
you're welcome, welcome, Barbara.
Okay, take
okay,
care.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, we're going to take another very quick break. And in the meantime, you might want to check out Eliza's website, elizaray.com. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's Dr. Parisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Eliza Ray, and before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything.
just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Home Depot, Marriott, Nike, QuickBooks, Sirius Radio, Vistaprint, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We have Eliza Ray with us tonight, and we've got time for a couple of more calls. So let's go to our next caller. I believe we have Glenn calling in from North Carolina. Are you with us, Glenn?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the show. Hi. Did you have a question
Thank
for
you.
Us, or would you like to have a connection?
I'd like to have a connection, please.
Okay. Here's Eliza.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Eliza.
How are you this evening?
Pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. It's I want to let you know I picked up on a few things already from you. I try to do that so we can get started. And sometimes it may have to do with another caller, but I hope it has something to do from you. There's a very strong male, strong meaning emotionally strong, that's coming through. Is this a family member of yours that had passed?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What's the three around him? 3 years, 3 months, three, was he born on the third? But I just see a three for some reason around him, okay? And he just told me, this sounds crazy, but somebody has a beer stein, drinking beer. So I don't know if he drank beer. That's him?
Yep.
Okay. And he said that he's walking, he sees you walking tall. So do you walk a lot to kind of clear your mind? But he's walking.
We have a walking trail that we do fairly often, yes.
Okay, was he walking with you at times when he was here prior to passing?
Yes.
Okay, good. And he said he still kind of walks with you and he, you know, does that routine. So I think that's beautiful. Are you holding something of his, or is someone in the room holding something of his?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because he's told me that. He said I'm holding, that Glenn is holding something of his. And then I don't know what the Navy ship or a ship has to do with anything, so, all right?
Okay.
Okay. All right, and this is your son. Can you please give me his first name?
Brian.
Brian? Okay.
Yes.
He says he doesn't want you to be mad at him. Okay.
Okay.
Was there something that happened prior to him passing, like an argument or something?
We believe so, yes.
Okay. Need to be mad at him. He says it's important that you just try to forget the past. Huh. Okay. So it's kind of you're not sure how he passed?
Oh, yes, we know.
Because he said there was a question. There was a question. That's all he said. Okay?
All right.
Okay. And you have is his mother still around? He's talking about mom.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yep,
is she in the room?
Here.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because he's saying mom needs to know I'm okay.
Great.
Yeah. And I know I'm a mother, too. I have two children. And that would be like my first thought. Like, are they okay? You know, when they passed? Or are they really here? Did they just, you know, disappear? So just letting your wife know that, you know, your son is okay. He's in a safe place. On the other side, he's with possibly a grandmother or someone's grandmother.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And he said the biggest message is, and it sounds very generic, but it is important that you hear it, that he loves you. He just said, "I want you all to know that I love you." And that's exactly how he said it, okay?
That's great.
Okay. And I would love to hear that, too, you know, from my loved ones that had passed. Was he around a female when he passed? Or he's showing me this woman, this younger girl.
Yes, we believe he was on the phone with her when he had the accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I see a younger girl that was around him. I don't know if this was a date or a friend or something, but there was something going on with her, okay? She's still here. She hasn't passed, okay?
Right.
But I feel like she is having a really hard time with his passing.
Yeah, it was his fiance.
Oh, okay. Do you still connect with her? You still reassure her that, you know, she's part of the family?
As much as we can, but she's kind of distant right now.
Yeah, okay. And he wants that to happen. He just wants, you know, let her know I'm here, let her know that you're doing this reading. You know, it's really important to him. Like, just let her know, you know, the communication thing, because there's this block from her right now. And I think a lot of it is because of her depression and maybe a little guilt somehow. Okay? Like, I should have done this. I should have done that. Okay?
Yep.
I'm so sorry for your loss. It's one of the hardest things is losing a child, and I feel bad for you. Any other questions regarding your son's passing?
Nope. Just want to know if he's around us all the time, and, you know, obviously we mm-hmm. want to know him. We still love him.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that he said the same thing, that he loves you guys. So, and if you can, if you get a chance, and he's, like, getting in my face, like, tell the fiance, tell her, you know, that I'm here and I'm okay. All right?
Will do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
wonderful.
Glenn, for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, it has. Thank you very much, both of you.
Alrighty. You're very welcome.
Okay, you're quite welcome.
Okay, I think we have time to get to another caller. I believe we have George calling in from Florida. Are you with us, George?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
Lori.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question, or would you like to have a connection?
I would like to have a connection, please.
Okay.
George, do you live on the west coast of Florida?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm seeing the West Coast. I used to live there, too, so I know it quite well. All right, and I'm going to see who is around you. There is a circle of people around you, okay? So I'm not sure who to pick and choose here. So is there one particular person that you want to connect with? I mean, literally, you're being like this giant circle of people around you. Friends and family. So obviously you're a wonderful man and a lot of people love you, and that's coming through.
Yes, there's one particular person that I'd love to connect with.
Okay, all right. There's the circle.
Do I need to tell you?
Well, we'll see if they come forward.
Okay.
There's two that are coming forward. One could be a sister, and one could be possibly, it looks like a friend, okay? A male friend. Is that resonating with you?
No, not somewhat.
Not quite? Okay. There's just so many of them. Okay, let me keep thinking here.
I'm trying to connect with
someone on your mother's side of the family, too, all right?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Is it your mom you're wanting to connect with?
No. I want to connect with my son.
With who? I'm sorry?
My son.
We're having a little trouble hearing
you,
George.
Okay.
Is it with your son? Yeah.
I'm trying to connect with my son, Eliza.
Okay. Let's connect with him. He's not alone. We know that. And I'm seeing, these are very random things, but I'm seeing somebody that was around him that he's with currently that smoked a pipe. That's interesting. And I also see that he's like shaking his head side to side, like he didn't want this to happen or, you know, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. Okay? Like, did it come on suddenly?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Okay. And so he has his hands on his face, like, oh, now what do I do? You know, that kind of thing. So it was a big surprise for him, too, right?
Yes, it was.
He wants you to know that this will all settle down, and I don't know why he's talking about a year. Is there a birthday or something happening a year from now? 1 year from now.
It's, no. It's
okay,
been
he's
about
saying
a
something
year.
About a year. Yeah, okay, he's saying something about a year from, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just seeing him just kind of like, oh wow, you know, this is crazy that I'm even here and I'm coming through and that kind of thing. But he is with someone, and he wants to reassure you that he's not hanging out on the other side all by himself. Now, is his mother in the room, or is she nearby, or I just feel like he wants to, like, connect with her, okay? And does someone have a blanket around them? He's showing me a blanket. Like a wool blanket.
No.
And I don't know if that's something. It might hit you later, something significant with him.
What kind of blanket?
Wool. W-O-O-L.
Wool.
Like a plaid, you know, those plaid blankets. Okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay. All right. So, what question do you have regarding your son's passing?
I just want to know that he's not suffering, that he's there with us, and that let him know that we love him so much.
He's in a place now where he's not that he's suffering, but he's trying to like help everyone like understand what happened. He, you know, because a lot of people are sort of like, what happened? You know, why has this happened? You know, that kind of thing. And he's trying to help to ease their minds. Okay, so he's trying to bring peace to more people, and that's important to him.
Okay.
The other
thing I was picking up on a little bit, George, did he come to you in a dream recently? Did you have a dream about him?
His mother did. Very recently.
Okay, because, you know, that's the easiest way for them to come through to most people, is through the dream state. There's really only two ways. It's either through dreams or you have to be in some kind of a very relaxed state or a meditative state. But the dreams are usually the easiest way. And he's showing me connecting with you guys through dreams. So maybe it was his mom. And to just know that it was him, because I'm feeling like he's trying to let you guys know, kind of to reassure you that he is okay on the other side. And also that the connection is still there. Because he says, oh, okay, so... is his mom, does she talk to him out loud? Is she talking to him all the time?
All the time.
All the time. Okay, because he said, can you let her know that I hear her and that I am getting the messages and I hear her? He just gave me goosebumps.
Me too.
Yeah, but just know that he is still around. He is still with you. You know, I always like to share with people that their energy is always bonded to us. So even though you're still here in the physical system and your son's not in physical form anymore, his energy is still very much with you because the connection is always there. The bond is always there. We make that bond here on Earth. That's forever, okay? And he's making me feel like it's been difficult for you guys working through the grief of losing him, but he does want you to know he's whole and complete on the other side. He is not suffering with anything. He is okay, and he's still connected to you guys. And there's a lot of love that comes from him for you, okay? And so just know that he is around, okay? And the connection's always there. And I hope that this helped you just a tiny bit tonight.
I think it did, very much
okay.
So. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, George.
You're
thanks
welcome,
for calling
George.
In. Alrighty, well, it's that time already. We're just about out of time. I can't believe how quickly this hour goes, but... I do want to thank our guest, Eliza Ray, for joining us this evening. And, of course, once again, if our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a reading with you, best way is through the website?
Website, you can text me. There's a phone number on the website. You can email
okay.
me. Yes.
Okay, so it's elizaray.com for those of you who didn't catch that before. We would always like to thank our listeners for being with us for every one of our shows. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for the Signs of Life newsletter. You'll be able to check out all of the wonderful events that we host and so much more. So please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. And thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Molloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmolloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.